All right, so coffee, I mean, it's everywhere, right? And you guys wanted us to really dig into what it's doing to our brains specifically,
Yeah, we're diving into some new research.
which seems like it comes out every other day.
Right, exactly. Like, coffee's gonna save us all.
And then the next week, it's like, watch out, it's shrinking your brain.
It's a lot.
Oh.
So we're looking at this Gilmore Health News article. They kind of break it down.
Okay, good, because I need some clarity here.
Well, they start with some of the good stuff.
Like how it's good for your liver. That was a new one.
Yeah, and it keeps coming up, that potential link to lower risk for type 2 diabetes.
Okay, so those are good things. But then it gets kind of murky, right?
It does, because, like, how do we know it's because of the coffee, you know?
Right, like just because I always have my coffee with a donut doesn't mean the donut's the healthy part.
Exactly. Correlations, not causation, as they say.
Okay, so good for the liver, maybe good for diabetes, maybe. But what about the not so good? What they find on that front?
So 6 cups. That seemed to be the magic number in this one study, at least.
6 cups a day.
Yeah, the Australian Center for Precision Health, they did this huge study.
How huge are we talking?
Over 17,000 people. And not just like college kids pulling all-nighters. This was ages 37 to 73, so.
Okay, that's pretty wide range.
Not
And
bad.
what'd they find with these 6 cup a day folks?
Well, a possible link between that much coffee and higher risk of dementia.
Oh, see, now that one makes me nervous.
Yeah, and it wasn't a small increase in risk either. We're talking 53% higher.
Whoa, 53. Yeah, that's definitely something to pay attention to.
For sure. And it gets even, I don't know, I find this part kind of wild.
Okay, hit me.
So they also found this potential connection between higher coffee intake and, get this, smaller brain volume, like the actual size of your brain.
Wait, seriously, the coffee was like shrinking their brains. How is that even possible?
Right, that's what I thought. So we know our brains naturally shrink as we age.
Yeah, I've heard that. Not my favorite thought, but.
Well, this is suggesting that maybe coffee speeds that up if you're drinking a ton of it.
Okay, now I have so many questions. Like, how much shrinkage are we talking? Is this like measurable? So, how much shrinkage are we talking? Is this like measurable?
That's the thing, right? It's still kind of early days for this research, so
We need like brain rulers or something.
pretty much, like, how much shrinkage is actually happening and what does that even mean long term? It's a whole other layer to this.
Because if coffee is making your brain shrink faster, does that
Could
mean?
be connected to that whole dementia risk, yeah.
See, and that's what's kind of freaking me out now. Like, I need my brain.
We all do. And it's not like it just grows back, you know?
Okay, so brain shrinkage, dementia risk. What about the stroke thing? This article mentioned that too, right?
Right, but that was interesting. This particular study, they didn't actually find a link between coffee and stroke risk.
Oh, really? So I can cross that one off my worry list.
And not so fast. They said more research is needed because other studies have found a connection.
Okay, so basically, we still don't know everything. Shocking.
Science. Always more to learn. But I think the takeaway here.
Because I'm going to be honest, I'm not giving up coffee.
Didn't think you were. But it's about balance, right?
Okay, good. So, like, less than 6 cups a day, is that the magic number?
The researchers actually, this is kind of funny, they really stressed hydration.
Just drinking enough water.
Exactly, because coffee can dehydrate you, so it's like you got to counteract that.
Okay, that makes sense. More water, less coffee, or at least less super strong coffee.
And honestly, listen to your body. If you're getting jittery after 1 cup, that's telling you something.
Yeah, my body definitely tells me things. Usually it's, give me more coffee.
Well, there you go. All right, should we talk about this other coffee study, the timing one?
Oh, yeah, that was weird. Something about cortisol levels, right?
Yeah, so cortisol, that's like our stress hormone. It helps us wake up naturally.
Wait, so you're saying my body has its own caffeine already?
Kinda. And it peaks in the morning, so.
So that first cup of coffee is pointless.
Well, not pointless, but this study suggested that it's better to time your coffee with when your cortisol naturally dips.
Which is when exactly? Asking for a friend.
Between 9:30 and 11:30 a.m.,
Right.
and then again between 1:30 and 5:00 p.m.
So mid-morning and afternoon pick-me-ups are better than that first thing jolt.
Exactly. Work with your body's natural rhythm.
Okay, that I can get behind. I like the sound of that. It's kind of wild, though, when you think about it. Like, we just do these
Well, I know,
things.
right? Habits.
Totally. And this whole thing, diving into this coffee research, it really makes you think twice about, like,
Everything you think you know.
right, or just like assumptions.
Exactly. Keep learning, keep questioning.
Well said. I'm definitely rethinking my morning coffee tomorrow, maybe. Like, big glass of water first, then we'll see how we feel.
There you go. Experiment. See what works for you. Everybody's different.
So true. Well, this was fascinating. Lots to think about.
All right. And on that note, we should probably let our listeners get back to their day.
Probably, unless they, like me, Need another cup of coffee after all this coffee talk.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll wait till after 9.3, like you said.
Always a good idea. Hydration too, don't forget.
Never. All right, everyone. That's a wrap for us on this deep dive into coffee. And what was it again?
Brain health. How could you forget?
Right. Too much coffee, clearly. All right. Until next time, everyone, stay curious.